This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Thank you for tuning in this morning. David, how are you?
Good morning, Dayton. Good morning, everybody. I am doing well. A little tired.
Yeah?
Long week.
Big inspection, I hear.
Yeah, if I would have had a pedometer, I think I would have maxed out my steps yesterday.
Nice.
Walking around a very large lake home.
Yeah.
But really neat to see.
Going up on roofs, which kills me that you do.
Yeah. You know, you got to hang on a little bit and everything, watch your step, but it's a great view.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was a good picture you have up there, too. Right. So we do have a guest this morning right away to kick us off. Greg Olson from Redo Cabinets. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Greg.
Good. Look, you look wide awake.
Yes.
I do get up pretty early. I got the three kids. I got to get going every morning with my wife. So, so it's just another day for me.
There you go. So tell us what you guys do.
Yeah. Well, we are Redo Cabinets. We take your kitchen and reface it, restyle it. We can add and subtract things to your kitchen and make it look the way you want it, customize it for less, and we can get it done in just days. So we make things much simpler than doing a full kitchen remodel. We get in and out and get it done at a fraction of the price.
But yeah, when you're done, it looks like you had a full kitchen remodel, right?
Yes. Actually, we just did a couple TV spots this week that will be airing in Wisconsin. And I'm walking in, because I haven't been in a lot of kitchens lately. And I looked at these going, we did these. That's because, again, we had some new colors and some new styles even. I'm like, holy smokes, this looks really good. And a little bit more wild than just your solid white colors that I know people seem to complain about, but then always like when it comes to actually doing it, which is my wife, too. These kitchens look like they're completely fully remodeled, but they are your kitchen.
And if you can hear us, you can probably work at that spot, right? If you can listen to the radio station right now, you guys cover that area.
Yes. We cover the area. I want to cover all of Wisconsin soon. So hopefully in the next couple of years, we'll cover the entire state. But yes, this whole listening area we cover.
And you have a showroom here locally.
We have a location in New Berlin that has it's a smaller showroom right now that we're still building, but we are trying to get everything together. We actually bring the showroom to you.
I was going to say, so your appointments are basically going to people's homes and taking everything with you and doing the consultation in their kitchen.
Correct. We bring all the hardware, all the door styles and colors and the backsplash colors, countertop colors. So we bring it all to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you do more than just refacing the cabinets.
Yeah.
I see on your website here at redocabinet.com. Redo cabinet.
Refacing.
See, I always say
redo cabinet refacing.
Refacing.com.
Tell them to just change it to redo cabinet.
Yeah, right.
Make it
says 50% off installation plus free sink and faucet with countertop purchase. So you're doing the whole kitchen. It's not just resurfacing the cupboards.
Correct.
You can do it all.
When we first started years ago, we did just do that. And again, then customers had problems dealing with different countertop companies or dealing with Home Depot. And so that's when we decided to try to get into all of it. Again, that's probably the one product we don't physically do in-house, but we actually general that part of it to make sure it's done on time and to the customer spec.
I mean, you're everything involved there. I mean, you're bringing all these trades into there to work on it. Might as well have them all under one.
And a good example, say you want to add an island or a peninsula, you want the cabinets in and done before you do the countertop. If it's the other way around and we're just refacing, you can do the countertops first. So that's where it's kind of good to have us manage that project and the timing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Get in touch with them. RedoCabinetRefacing.com is the website. What's the phone number?
The phone number is 414-677-6417.
Okay. We're going to be with Greg all this hour, so get your calls and texts in at 855-616-1620. That's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, and this is The Fix-It Show.
The Fix-It Show with Dayton Kane and David Nason on WTMJ.
7:16 on a Saturday. Thanks for joining us. Mostly sunny, a high of 83 today. They're saying it's going to be the warmest day of the year so far. So get out and enjoy it. The rain's supposed to move out this morning, and then we're going to have a nice sunny day.
Yeah.
So you guys have been doing this. Redo Cabinets in with us, Greg, here. You've been doing it for 70 years. Customer service must be key for you.
you're aging gracefully there, Greg.
Well,
70? You don't last 70 years in any business, in any industry, without having good customer service. So tell us a little bit about that. When somebody reaches out to you guys, what's the next step, and what are they expecting?
All right. Well, I guess to start, we have not done refacing for 7 years. I don't know if it's been, I don't know if refacing's actually been around for 70 total, but my great uncle started it in 53. My father, took over in 85, and then I'll say Mark and I probably are technically 2014, but it was actually officially last year. My dad stopped running things really back in about 14 to 16. But again, it was about the, I think it's about the process.
Mm-hmm.
We are very process oriented, when it comes to the customer, and we want to be, again, I know everyone says the speed to lead thing, but there's really more to that. That is a customer service thing. You know, when I send out, calls to somewhere and I'm not getting a call back for a few days or a week, you know, that I think that's a customer service issue. I want to be there to make sure that customer is being helped. So, we try to get out to a home within 72 hours of when they call in or reach out to us. We bring the showroom to that customer. If they like what we have and want to work with our company, our family, we get out our measure technicians next, who actually really do a deep dive in that kitchen. Make sure that those wants and needs are 100% solidified. We want to make sure that their expectations are going to be met. And then within 6 to 8 weeks, they have a new kitchen within 3 to 5 days. So we try to keep that, I guess we call it our 5-star process.
Well, your website says done once, done right.
Yeah. We've changed that a couple times. I can't remember what it is.
Because other people say if you can't afford to do it twice, you know, do it right the first time.
Yes. It was like done right, done by the book, done right, or not done at all was like what we used to say years ago.
With this type of work, with anything, but especially this type of work where you're trying to get in and out and do a high quality job, there has to be a process.
Yes, every department.
Yeah.
Has a process. And that is something, again, me and Mark have had to trial in our many our years together and watching our father before us. It's just having the want to fix the process. There's a lot of companies that will, you know, just complain about it, the process, or they'll be more angry at the customer.
Or blame a supplier or something else.
Mark and I will sit down and know we're going to fix this. You know, we've had this bad review. What started this bad review?
Sure.
We go all the way back to the notes from the beginning. Oh, like we had a bad review lately, recently. And again, like it's good to speak about it.
Mm-hmm.
It started all the way at the beginning. My brother, and again, this is a family affair. My younger brother didn't switch the faucet that they wanted in the job, accidentally.
Yeah.
And then that started to the next thing where the other brother then who was measuring it didn't catch it. And then we got to all the way to the point where we did the job. And of course, the customer was upset because we put the wrong one in. Yeah. Obviously, we fixed
Corrected that part. Yeah.
And then I found another problem with a couple measurements that were wrong. And we didn't set proper expectations to that customer. So we deal with pretty much every single one of those.
Yeah.
We will call the customer and do a debrief and try to fix that problem.
That's key, actually, Greg, because nobody's perfect. No company's perfect. It is construction. There are a lot of moving parts. What's important at the end of the day is how do you follow up as a company and make it right? And it sounds like that's what you guys do. If you ever run across that one weird situation where something just wasn't right, you get it rectified.
Mm-hmm.
We have vulnerabilities at times. We will recognize it and we will deal with it. Mm-hmm. We always do. And I will be honest as well. 10 years ago, we probably didn't. All the time, like most business owners that you know when they're starting and stuff, they're trying to just hit certain numbers. They're not realizing that this one's the most important too.
It shows customer a maturity first. In the business ownership, yes. where you realize that, and I know other companies that I would highly recommend do the exact same thing. Made a mistake. We're going to fix it. We're taking care of this because our reputation relies on it.
Absolutely.
Greg from Redo Cabinets on with us all this hour. We have some texts coming in. We will get to those when we come back. You can check them out at redocabinets.com. It is the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ's The Fix It Show with David Nason and Dayton Kane.
Festival of Flowers going on at the Milwaukee Public Market today. If you want to get outside and walk around a bit, it's supposed to be beautiful, 83 for a high and sunny. Dayton Kane, David Nason, Greg Olson from Redo Cabinets on with us, and we do have some texts at 855-616-1620.
Can you read it?
I can.
This one
says, good morning. I have seen cabinets similar to mine in the Habitat for Humanity Restore shops. Would you install them in a kitchen? How about backsplash panels?
You're going to turn your microphone on. Yeah, there you go.
Sorry. Habitat for Humanity, we actually donate stuff to them. We usually don't take their cabinets and put it in people's homes because that'd be more considered a full kitchen remodel. We usually take what's in your kitchen and restyle it. When it comes to backsplash, we put in customer-supplied backsplash, or we put in a backsplash that we offer. If anyone here is ever doing any kind of remodeling of their house, you know, they do like cabinets. We do like to donate our cabinets. And because one of the ideas of our company was let's save things from going in the landfill.
Sure.
Full kitchen remodel, you're throwing a lot of stuff in the garbage. So with what we're doing, it's usually just the doors that are being tossed. And usually those doors are not in great shape anyway. But the cabinets themselves, it's always good to donate that.
Okay, somebody else texted in at 855-616-1620. How long do they last? Is this a short-term fix? And what does the process look like?
It is not a short-term fix. We actually are, one of the things we compete against is paint. I think paint is more of a short-term fix. And that is the reason that Mark and I got into cabinet refacing, you know, slash restyling, is because Mark painted his kitchen and that actually took more time than what we can reface a kitchen in. And it did actually make a little bit more of a mess than we liked. And I think his wife on the fifth day with her ring finger already started to peel away the paint on their trash caddy door. Yeah. So it was almost immediate.
I see that every once in a while where that cabinet with the trash that people put a plastic thing over or tape over it because that, you're either grabbing it with your hand or something, or the fact that you're throwing garbage in there, that just the top of that door just gets banged up.
It's all mucked up. Yeah. And again, it painted cabinets still, they still absorb lots of moisture, where our cabinets, they really don't. Again, maybe if you have your crock pot or your, what is that, air fryer that people like to use now directly under your cabinet, you never want to do that. I know. Yeah. It's just not something, because again, people, that's what they'll try to use maybe against us, is that you could warp doors with stuff like that with really high heat, but you can warp wood doors just as bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where I think there's a misconception. But we give a lifetime warranty on our product as long as you live in that home. And I was the first kitchen we did, and I have a 13-year-old now, and my kitchen still looks like it did when it was new. It really does. And my kids are rough.
Yeah.
They're all wrestlers. They're rough kids. They're always fighting around, fighting in that kitchen. Our kitchen is the heart of our home. Mm-hmm. It turns into a wrestling mat. So it has survived what my kids have thrown at it. So I have to say I'm very proud of our product.
How long ago did you do your kitchen?
It would be roughly 10.
10 years? Say. And your processes have changed a little bit and probably improved since then.
Yeah, hardware has improved since then, right. Even more durable.
Mm-hmm.
Salice is what we use. It's an Italian company for our hardware. But it's mostly the hardware. The product itself, there's been, I think, updates in the surfacing to make it even more durable.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know when the blues and the greens came out, your newer colors that are getting popular, they had a tendency to scratch easier back in the day. And now they've been able to surface it to make it much more durable than it ever has been. So time is definitely making these products better. The glues have made these products better.
Yeah,
I mean, everything. Right. It's been incredible.
Science.
That's right.
Science.
Well, we talk about that a lot. There's literally science behind everything in your home today.
Yeah. I mean really your roofing and siding products, the SBS and the roofing shingles,
exactly.
Right? I mean, even the siding products with what they're putting on them to make that color stay without fading for so long, right? Everything.
Yep.
The 3M on stuff. I mean, it's incredible what they've done today.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get back to the second question they asked when we come back from the news break, but it says, what does the process look like? So think about that. When we come back, we're going to talk through that system. How we get you there, what that consultation is, and then how do you actually resurface the cabinets themselves? We do have Greg with us all this hour, 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. You can check them out at redocabinets.com. Let's go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Elizabeth Linton. And good morning.
More of your questions next. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us, Dayton Kane, David Nason, and Greg from Redo Cabinets. On your website, redocabinets.com, has the same feature we have on our Siding Unlimited one with your before and after. I love it, where you can slide it back and forth, and you can see the original kitchen, and then you see the new kitchen. It's such a cool feature, and the things that you guys are doing, they're really impressive.
Well, it really, really literally impressive. Answers the question that people have, like, well, what, you know, you're redoing my kitchen? What do you mean? I don't want to say the possibilities are endless, but pretty close.
It really is.
I mean, more than you can probably number.
Yeah. Because again, like we, when you add to an existing kitchen, you have these old cabinets, as long as we're matching, what is it? The bottom trim piece, like the height of
the toe kick?
Toe kick. Sorry. Thank you. Mm-hmm. If you can, as long as you can match the toe kick with the new cabinet you're adding to it, and then you restyle it, it's like looks the same as everything else. You couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, you could have some really, you know, your old cabinets that the carpenter built 50 years ago kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you want to add a cabinet. You could make a plywood box.
Yes.
That doesn't look finished at all and everything. You reface it and you don't even know the difference.
Yep.
So let's talk through the process. If I go to redocabinets.com and I fill out a little form that says contact me, what happens next?
If you fill out the contact me, we call very quickly. So be ready for a call really quickly. We talk through the process. We usually ask a few qualifying questions just to make sure this is going to work. Like, again, if you're going to do some major changes, again, we're still considering
on the house. You're not putting
knocking walls down in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, we really don't do stuff like that. We don't want to spend a lot of time with electricians trying to move stuff around or the HVAC companies. This is still a minor remodel, not a major. As soon as we get through past that, we set up a consultation again within 72 hours. We'll get out there, bring the whole showroom to you, let you pick the colors, the styles, the hardware, countertop, backsplash, rollouts, trash caddies, you name it. I mean, I'm trying to think. There's so many different things. Different crowns.
Yeah.
We do a little bit of lighting sometimes. Again, that's more of a rare feature.
Different types of sinks.
Different sinks.
Yeah.
Different faucets.
Yeah.
So we go through all of that and bring it. Again, we bring a lot of that to you, and you pick out the one to your heart's desire that works out. We go to the next step, which is you'll get the welcome call, which again talks through our process, tries to fit in your schedule, getting our measure tech to the house. The measure tech is normally going to be there longer than the salesperson. And the reason, again, is they go through every single door and drawer. They're measuring every single opening. There could be changes that you want to make. Maybe from the consultation to the measure, you want to change your color or something. They also can come and help with that. But they will spend all the time making sure that kitchen is measured properly.
Can you take a cabinet that's got a base cabinet, it's got a single drawer and a door at the bottom, mm-hmm. and make it three drawers?
Yes. So that, again, that is another change where that's better for the measure tech to make that change. The sales consultant could, like, again, if you tell him to do that, he can at least add it in, and then the measure tech already knows what he's got to do to make sure it fits. And he can even go with you to go, okay, I want the bottom one this much bigger and the other two to match. So. Yeah. That is another thing we're capable of doing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, right after that point, we do try to keep in contact with the customer with their expectations on time and try to get an installer out there within within 6 to 8 weeks. And I would say 80% of our jobs are 3 to 4 days. The ones that take longer are, again, you can do a pretty large kitchen with this, and with that process can get probably as long as 7 days at most. But 3 to 4 is that's our sweet spot. Mm-hmm. You know, usually right during that week, eat out a couple days. You usually have sports with your kids, right?
Yeah, so, right.
You know, we really want to make this as easy as possible to get in and out. We close out the kitchen. We actually have zip walls that, yeah, we put up. We put RAM board down on the floors. We really try to protect the outside of the kitchen, close ourselves in, and immediately get to work and get that kitchen looking absolutely stunning.
So you had mentioned earlier that maybe the doors get, you know, recycled or thrown away, but what's the product, or how are you resurfacing the face of the cabinets that are there then?
So we lightly sand them. So you want to get whatever finish that's on it off of it.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
you want it shiny or something. You can't.
And thus, correct. Thus part of like closing off the rest of the house.
Yes.
You're kicking up dust.
That's the dirtiest part. I mean, we still have like the vacuum that's connected to our sanders and stuff. We're really trying to keep as much dust out as possible.
When the flippers flipped the house we bought, they painted all the walls, but then they sanded down the hardwood floors and redid the floors. So we had sawdust on every wall of our house. I had to go clean every wall.
Well, my floors are done. They never closed any of the vents.
Oh, yeah. So it all went in there?
So then, yeah, it was like a week later. I'm like, yeah, we got
to. So that's an important step.
Yeah. So.
That's an important step.
Yeah, even the dustless vacuum systems, floor systems, everything, they'll say in their paperwork, it's not 100% dustless.
Yeah.
It's like so low compared to what if you didn't do anything. But yes, you're always going to be creating some.
Okay,
so
those get sanded down.
Still an expectation of the customer. We still let them know. Yeah, it's still construction.
Right.
It's still going to be a little dirty. We're going to do our best to keep it clean. So yeah, we sand it down. And then obviously there's a primer. And then a glue that would be soft and tacky on each side, so on the cabinet and on the
facing
laminate as well. And then when as soon as they get tacky, you put them together. We have routers in that clean up the edges to clean it up. I think that's just the doors.
Yeah.
And then rollouts and stuff, because yeah, we're putting in all new drawer boxes and stuff now. So we do that, I believe, on every job. So then, yeah, new hardware, new rollouts, new slow close doors and drawers as well.
And in 2 to 3 days, you got a brand new kitchen.
In 2 to 3 days, it's a nice kitchen that
put everything back.
You won't hear your kids slamming them like they
do. You put all the food and the plates and the pots and pans back in the cabinets?
So we do ask the customers to have at least the kitchen removed of the, which is a great time actually. That this is like your spring clean thing.
Yes, yeah, there you go.
The crap that I found in our cabinets from just the years of them getting further and further and further back, or even like above the refrigerator, like the, you know, that cabinet. Because now we move that one forward. That's another thing we do for people.
Was it you that somebody told me recently a story? They were doing some work and they found a wedding ring. Did you?
I don't think that was me, but
no,
we have found some crazy things.
But they were doing some work and everything, and they found a wedding ring that the woman had lost. Years before, and doing so, I thought it was you guys.
Holy
the other
smokes.
Night when we got together, I thought you had shared that story. Maybe Mark did.
Mark may have.
Yeah,
because he gets to hear some cool ones. I mean, we have found some pretty cool stuff.
So I was like, I found my ring.
And for those just tuning in, Mark is your brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is a family business that's been going on for 70 years, generation to generation. You're the third generation.
I'm the third, and somewhere in the building is the fourth generation. He decided not to sit next to me and talk.
RedoCabinets.com is the website. Two more segments left with Greg. Get your calls and texts in on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text line 855-616-1620. Thanks for listening to the Fix It Show this morning.
Need advice? Call 855-616-1620. Our expert home inspector is here to help. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane, David Nason, and Greg from Redo Cabinets with you this morning. Thank you for joining us. It's going to be beautiful, mostly sunny, 83, already 62 degrees in Milwaukee.
So on the website here, Greg, 50% off installation plus free sink and faucet. That goes through the end of the month, it looks like. So people are coming into you. That's a great deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got, it was, yeah, 50% off installation plus sink and faucet with countertop purchase plus no payments and no interest for 12 months. So it's definitely, there's a, I guess that's a lot of promo in one.
Exactly.
Going on.
But that, when basically you get to enjoy your new kitchen and all this new stuff. It's like, you know, through Christmas and into next year, you got all this stuff.
I would say now's the time to buy, because guess what? Next week, we're going to be in the 80s, and now it's going to be warm, so stop being in your house. Let us in your house, get it done, and then when you come back in and have dinner one day, you can
grill.
Be shocked.
Go outside and grill.
Yeah, you got the outdoor kitchen. Just go use that for a few days.
Go out in the back, use the grill, have some burgers, and let us restyle that kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a... awesome. I'm so happy it's finally getting warm.
Yes.
I get so tired of it, getting, what is that, the third winter? You just keep getting cold and rainy, and it's finally.
And then
nice.
When you live along the lake, there's always days in June's like, are we in April? Because it's 20 degrees cooler near the lake than it is in shore.
But next week's supposed to be very nice. So.
And the no payments and no interest, that's just a financing company that you're working with, so people just qualify for that.
Yes. Yeah, we work with a few financing companies, because again, even a small purchase today is a big purchase. Like anything you're doing in your home, if I want to do my roof, it has a cost to it, and you want to keep your home up. You want to because when things start to get bad, then it costs more to fix it later. Mm-hmm. And I think the same thing means for the kitchen too. Because it can turn into a full kitchen remodel if you let things go too far. If you let that sink leak for too long, that cabinet will be garbage and we can't really do much with it. So if you start seeing some issues, those doors are hanging, those hinges are having problems, it could be time to just look at getting the kitchen done.
That's a good question that I see a lot, is kitchen sink-based cabinets, which is probably why in our home inspection standards, when it comes to the kitchen, I'm only required to inspect the sink base cabinet, not any other cabinets in the kitchen, but just the sink base cabinet, because that's where the plumbing is. Yep. And so often we see that sink base cabinet floor is a mess, or people have put stuff over it. So you can rebuild that cabinet floor.
We can rebuild the floor.
If the plumbing leaked.
We do it often.
Yeah, right.
We did mine. Mine was a good. And actually, it's not always because of the leaks. It's because of the caustic, chemicals.
I was
going to
say, the other thing is things spill.
Yes.
People are got all the cleaning products down there, so you can tell when there's rings, like a bottle was there, and it's like, that probably is a bottle that spilled, not necessarily.
You spill your CLR or something, and it just slowly eats.
Exactly.
Eats like that old particle board after a while.
You refresh the inside of the cabinet as well.
Yeah.
That's good.
So that is a common repair that we would do in our kitchens. It's just, again, if you get too much, say, mold in it, we won't. It'll have to go.
You'd have to rip it out.
And we would swap that one out. Yeah. But when you swap it out, then you got to do your countertops. That's, again, a good draw of our company. We do countertops, but you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
If you were doing anything, if you had to replace, any countertop company would make you redo it, because things start to change then in length, and that's just how that would work at that point. My kitchen, I kept my original granite countertop when we did our refacing.
But if you still have a laminate top and a self-rimming sink, an old cast iron Kohler sink, they're great sinks and everything, and you've never had an undermount sink, it is so nice to just be able to sweep crumbs off your or messes off your countertop right into the sink without that lip there.
And when I moved into my house, there was the ugliest bright blue laminate countertop in my house. That was the first thing. Like I that's why, again, I didn't do my cabinets at the same time as the countertops, because that had to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you have an old laminate countertop, it could be time to swap that out with something more modern.
Yeah, and undermount stainless steel.
Steel, it looks familiar.
Fabulous.
Fabulous. Yeah. I would totally agree with that.
It is the Fix It Show. Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us next hour. One segment left with Greg from Redo Cabinets. You can see them at redocabinets.com. When we come back, why redo versus remake everything? And we're going to get through that one more time and let you know how you can get in touch with them. It is the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
David Nason and Dayton Kane. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Sponsored each week by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction. This hour, we've been talking to Greg Olson from Redo Cabinets. We did get a text in from Tom in Sun Prairie. Says, is there a warranty?
So for Tom in Sun Prairie, yes, it is a lifetime warranty as long as you live in that home. So you can come call and holler at me if something happens.
So it's not transferable. A lot of people ask. It's not transferable to the new owner.
The next person, just like with when we were roofers too, if they start altering the roof because they didn't know about the warranty, that's why we don't do that normally. Mm-hmm. But yes, as long as you live in that home, we take care of your kitchen.
And then I asked off air if you do bath vanity cabinets, and you said...
And we also do that as long as it's with the kitchen. Like, because, again, those are really small jobs, so as long as it's with the kitchen. And again, it doesn't need to be the same style, doesn't need to be the same color. Just we'd like to group it together.
As that project.
As a set
part of
time
that project. Yeah.
And closing things off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's answer the question. Why would I redo versus remodel my entire kitchen?
Well, for some people, it's just money. Like, again, it is a fraction of a cost of a full remodel. Again, for others, it's their time.
Disruption in their life.
I had a friend in Philly who had his kitchen done, and it was, I think it was almost 2 months.
Yeah.
Doing
I've heard
longer.
Many people say
I've
2 to 3 months.
Because people were leaving the job, too, to do other jobs.
Yes.
And he said it was a massive hassle. We're in and out. I'm going to say just within the week, 3 to 4 days. You know, we try to get it done in the business week for that customer. So time and money is really the biggest ones. And I guess the last one, too, is you can still make changes like a full remodel to really get that kitchen to look much better. And it does really make it pop. You are can change the style. Painting, you can't. That is one little knock on painting.
Mm-hmm.
You can change the colors. You can change the heart. Like, there is a lot you can do with what we're doing versus, in addition to what a full remodel can do, but at a fraction of the cost.
Exactly. Okay, we have 1 minute left. Tell people how to get in touch with you and get involved in the process.
Well, you can go to our website, redocabinets.com. You can see us at any of the home shows that we're in. We're in just about all of them in Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, even down in Illinois, if we cross the border down there. Our phone number is 414-677-6417. Give us a holler.
Okay.
Excellent.
So when it comes to redocabinets.com, you can go there, you can see the galleries, you can do the slide back and forth. That's my favorite part of your website, where you can see the old kitchen and then the new kitchen, what it looks like. The transformations are unbelievable. Like, you think you're not removing anything as far as, like, the basic structure, but what it looks like afterwards is, like, it's night and day.
It is.
My wife didn't know what was happening to our kitchen when we did it. I just said, this is something we're doing.
You actually pulled that off?
Yeah. And when she finally saw the finished product, she was crying. And, again, I've had multiple customers do the same thing. Yeah. It's been really...
That move, that bus.
Do you do
moment.
The reveal? Like,
we have done the reveal before. We actually have done that
close
before.
Close our eyes. And
it has been transfer. I mean, for us, for me, my brothers, everyone works for us. That's why we do what we do at Redo.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it. We're going to leave
There's
it at that.
Tagline.
Good to have you on, Greg.
Hey, thanks,
Good
guys.
Eric Brown coming in next. That does it for hour number one.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.